Document title, Patient Participant Information Sheet, version number 1.4, document date, the 29th of September, 2020. Health Inequalities in Tackling Antimicrobial Resistance in Sexual Health, a study of antibiotic treatment and experiences of bacterial infection. Name of researchers, Dr. Catherine Will and Dr. Urla McKnight, University of Sussex. Summary of the study. You are invited to take part in a research study. The study is sponsored by the University of Sussex and funded by the Wellcome Trust. The research aims to better understand how patients and healthcare practitioners talk about antibiotics and treat bacterial infections in different clinics and how both groups feel about care, medicines, and infections. This is important because healthcare is facing more infections that are resistant to the antibiotics we have at the moment. The researchers will use the information they collect to help healthcare practitioners meet their patients' needs. You are invited to be interviewed virtually by a researcher. The researcher would like to have a conversation with you about your experiences in the clinic, your feelings about medical care, infections, and treatment. The interviews will be used to help researchers understand these issues from a patient's point of view. If you agree to be interviewed, you will be given a voucher as compensation for your time. In this research study, we will use information from you. We will only use information that we need for the research study. If you agree to an interview, we will let very few people know your name and only if they really need it for the study. Everyone involved in this study will keep your data safe and secure. We will also follow all privacy rules. At the end of the study, we will save some of the data in case we need to check it. We will make sure no one can work out who you are from the reports we write. The information pack tells you more about this. Why are we doing the study? Some of the antibiotics that are currently used to tackle infections are not working very well. So healthcare providers and policymakers need to think carefully about how antibiotics are prescribed to patients. This study aims to help healthcare practitioners and policymakers better understand how to care for, prescribe, and talk about antibiotics and bacterial infections to different patients. We think that the best way to do this is to talk to patients and healthcare practitioners about their experiences, thoughts, and feelings. That is why we are interviewing patients and practitioners. We also think it is important to find out how bacterial infections and antibiotics are talked about and treated in this clinic. This information will help us better understand how clinics manage these issues and what difficulties they face in practice. All research in the NHS is reviewed by an independent group of people called a Research Ethics Committee, which is there to protect your safety, rights, well-being, and dignity. This project has been reviewed and was given a favorable review by the London, Brighton, and Sussex NHS Research Ethics Committee and the University of Sussex Sponsorship Subcommittee, as well as by experts in social science, a lay review panel, and patient representatives. We cannot promise that this study will help you, but it might help clinics and policymakers better understand how they can improve care. Why am I being asked to take part? You have been invited to take part in this study because you have an appointment at one of the clinics that is involved with this project. You don't have to agree. It is up to you to decide whether or not you wish to take part. In this information pack, we will describe what would happen if you do. We are ready to answer any questions you might have before you decide. What will I need to do if I take part? If you choose to do so, this is how you can take part: being interviewed. You are invited to be interviewed virtually by the researcher. The researcher would like to talk with patients about their experiences of sexual health and healthcare. The interview will last for about 1 hour and will be similar to a conversation between you and the researcher. During the interview, the researcher may ask questions about your experiences in the clinic, your life, and your background. You do not have to answer any questions you would prefer not to. The researcher would like to record the interview, but she can take notes if you prefer. We would like to publish anonymous quotations from interviews. If you are happy to be interviewed, you will be asked to confirm that you have listened to or read all the information in the video slash text. You can phone or email the researcher so that she can answer any questions you might have. After that, you will be asked to pick a time that works for you. We will send a text or email with a link to the interview, which will take place on Microsoft Teams. We will also send a reminder shortly before the interview. The researcher will ask you if you consent to take part in the research before the interview starts, and will of course be happy to answer any additional questions you might have. The interviews will be semi-structured, meaning that the researcher does not have a fixed set of questions. During the interview, the researcher will ask questions about your experiences in the clinic. The interview will last for about 1 hour and will be similar to a conversation between you and the researcher. You do not have to answer any questions you prefer not to. The researcher would like to record the interview, but she can take notes if you prefer. Any recording will take place using a password-protected device belonging to the researcher, not the platform provider, and stored securely. We would like to publish anonymized quotations from the interviews. In exceptional circumstances and in line with trust policy, we will be required to pass any concerns on to safeguarding staff at the clinic if we're concerned that your safety or the safety of others seems at risk. More information about taking part. Compensation. If you agree to be interviewed, you will be compensated for your time with a voucher worth £20 per interview. We will send you the voucher via a text or email after the interview. Possible disadvantages. It is possible that talking about issues relating to infections could be upsetting and could cause some embarrassment or raise questions. You will be able to talk to a trained member of staff if you become upset or have any questions that the researcher is not able to answer. The researcher will give you information about support groups if you wish. If you have any complaints about the study, contact us or Dr. Anthony Walsh, the Research Governance Officer at the University of Sussex. The university has insurance in place to cover its legal liabilities in respect to the study. You can also complain formally through the NHS Patient Advice Liaison Service. Please see the contact details on our website. What are your choices about how your information is used? You can stop being a part of the study at any time up to 2 months after you have taken part without giving a reason. If so, we will destroy transcripts of interviews with you, but we will need to keep a record of your name, participation, and withdrawal. We need to manage your records in specific ways for the research to be reliable. This means that we are not able to let you see or change the data we hold on you. Where can you find out more about how your information is used? You can find out more about how we use your information from the Health Research Authority. Please see their website details on our website, or the leaflet available from the Health Research Authority. A link is available on our website. You can also ask one of the research team or contact the University of Sussex Data Protection Officer by sending an email. More information and the email address is available on our website. How we use information about you. We will need to use information from you for this project. If you agree to be interviewed, this information will include your name. People will use this information to do the research or to check your records to make sure that the research is being done properly. People who do not need to know who you are will not be able to see your name. Your data will have a code number instead. We will keep all information about you safe and secure. Once we have finished the study, we will keep some data so that we can check the results. We will write reports in a way that ensures no one can work out that you took part in the study. The information collected for the study will be used to write academic pieces, including conference papers and articles, as well as reports and training material for clinical staff and policymakers. All of these will be made available on the project's website, where you can sign up for direct updates and news of events. We will also post information about the project on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Please see the website for details. How to contact us. If you have any questions or concern about any aspects of the study, you could talk to the researchers who work on the project, Ulla McKnight or Catherine Will, or to Professor Jane Anderson, Dr. Chuta Nuri, Dr. Sunita Soni, Dr. Susanna Curry, and Dr. Vandala McNamara, who are co-investigators on the research. If you would like to talk to someone outside the project, you could contact Anthony Walsh, the Research Governance Officer at the University of Sussex. You will also be able to contact the Patient Advice and Liaison Service. Please see contact details on our website. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this information sheet, dated the 29th of September, 2020.